KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201DA 88.1 FM King Cove.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Trump is soon expected to sign an executive order aimed at identifying sanctuary cities. NPR's Joel Rose reports it's the administration's latest effort to target jurisdictions that limit cooperation with federal immigration authorities.
The White House says the executive order directs the Departments of Justice and Homeland Security to identify sanctuary jurisdictions where local law enforcement has declined to cooperate with the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. That could set the stage for more federal lawsuits against those cities, counties, and states. The Trump administration has also tried to withhold funding from those jurisdictions, but they have fought back in court. Last week, a federal judge blocked the administration's latest efforts to withhold funds, saying it was unlawfully trying to force local officials to cooperate. Sanctuary jurisdictions argue that collaborating with ICE would drain their resources and undermine trust between police and immigrant communities. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has declared a three-day ceasefire in Ukraine in early May. The Kremlin announced the temporary halt in fighting to honor the 80th anniversary of the Soviet Union and its allies' victory over Nazi Germany in World War II. NPR's Charles Means has more from Moscow.
Putin said all Russian military activity would halt starting May 8th at midnight and last three full days to honor the World War II anniversary, one of Russia and Ukraine's most solemn holidays. Putin called on Ukraine to follow Russia's example, but warned his military would remain on alert. The call to silence guns in May comes on the heels of a Russian-initiated Easter Day truce that both Moscow and Kyiv say failed to hold. It also comes as the Trump administration says negotiations to end the war in Ukraine are at a critical phase, with the White House threatening to abandon mediation efforts altogether if U.S.-backed peace efforts fail to produce tangible results. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
The upper Midwest is bracing for the possibility of tornadoes. The National Weather Service projects what it describes as multiple corridors of severe thunderstorms through tonight. It says damaging winds and large hail are likely. Spain and Portugal are still dealing with the impact of major power outages. Reporter Alexis Marshall is in Seville, where people are outside making the best of it, with the disruptions expected to continue into tonight.
Some people are beginning to see power return, but many businesses and residents remain without electricity after many hours. Telecommunications networks have also been disrupted, as have airports and train stations. Authorities are still investigating the cause of the blackouts. But at a public plaza, residents are gathering much like any other night, with kids playing soccer and patrons drinking what's left of the cold beer. For NPR News, I'm Alexis Marshall in Seville.
From Washington, this is NPR News. More than 8 years after Kim Kardashian was targeted in a brazen jewelry heist during Paris Fashion Week, the alleged robbers are standing trial in the French capital. Nine men and a woman have been charged for allegedly being part of an attack on the reality TV star and businesswoman. Kardashian told investigators that individuals broke into her bedroom at a luxury residence, tied her up at gunpoint, then made off with millions of dollars worth of jewelry. Kardashian's expected to testify May 13th. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has announced its class of 2025. The inductees come from British rock and hip-hop. From IdeaStream Public Media, Kabir Bhatia reports they also include one long-standing omission. Come on, baby. Let's do the twist.
He once protested the inductions, but now Chubby Checker will be welcomed into the Rock Hall. The man who touched off the 1960s twist craze with his string of hits has been eligible since the 1980s. He's joined this year by 70s hard rockers Bad Company and the late Joe Cocker, whose nomination this year was supported by Paul McCartney. More recent acts joining the Rock Hall this year are Outkast, Soundgarden, and the White Stripes. In the musical influence category, both singer-songwriter Warren Zevon and hip-hop pioneer Salt-N-Pepa made the cut this year. The inductions are November 8th in Los Angeles. For NPR News, I'm Kabir Bhatia in Cleveland.
U.S. stocks close mixed. The Dow was up 114 points, ending at 40,227. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation. For nearly a century, supporting efforts to promote a just, equitable, and sustainable society. More at Mott.org. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory tonight and Tuesday. Today, south winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet with rain. Tonight, south winds 30 knots, seas 8 feet with rain. And Tuesday, south winds 25 knots, seas 8 feet with rain. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory through Tuesday. Today, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet with rain. Tonight, south winds 25 knots, seas 8 feet with rain. And Tuesday, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 8 feet with rain. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashev, small craft advisory through Tuesday. Today, south winds 30 knots, seas 5 feet, building to 9 in the afternoon with rain. Tonight, south winds 20 knots, seas 9 feet with rain. And Tuesday, south winds 15 knots, seas 11 feet. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, southeast winds 20 knots, increasing to 30 in the afternoon, seas 3 feet with rain. Tonight, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 3 feet. And Tuesday, east winds 20 knots, seas 2 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashev, small craft advisory today. Today, southeast winds 30 knots, seas 4 feet with rain. Tonight, south winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. And Tuesday, east winds 15 knots in the morning, becoming variable, seas 2 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, rain. Highs near 41. Southeast winds 15 to 20 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 25. Tonight, showers. Lows around 37. South winds 20 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 25. And Tuesday, showers. Highs near 44. Southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming southwest in the afternoon. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 2:46 a.m. at 8 feet 7 inches, a low at 9:42, a minus tide of 2 feet 2 inches, a high at 4:14 at 6 feet 5 inches, and a low tonight at 9:25 at 2 feet. Your sun rose at 7:06 this morning, and your sun will set at 10:13, bringing us up to 15 hours and 8 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Yeah, we have the Cabanas next with Ski Bowl, or Sky Bowl, I guess it is. After that, Traveling Wheelberries with Cool, Dry Place. Then the Police with Canary in a Coal Mine.
You can go way up on a windy ledge. They call the old ski bowl. If you come and see me there, and I surely hope you do, yes. Be sure to bring some firewood, bring a song or two. The wind, it blows the whole night through, got frost instead of morning dew. Bring a song and bring some wood, and we'll stay warm. You can go way up on a windy
right. All kinds of condensation, a direct result. result of rain. And not much compensation when everything's been stained. Some have sentimental value that cannot be erased. We'll store it in a cool, dry place. Sevens and old athletic shoes. I bought a great big building that took up one whole block. I made an inventory of all the things in stock. The place was getting longer. I was up all night. I used up all my pencils, but I went on despite the blurring of my vision, the sweat upon my face. I got to put this stuff away. I mustn't leave a trace. The landlord's breathing down my neck. He says it's a disgrace. So I said, put it in a cool, dry place.
Yeah, canary in a coal mine. I think I announced it as coal mine. That's pretty funny. Anyway, Michael Jackson's up next with I Can't Help It. After that, The Grateful Dead with Ripple. And then a little Men at Work with Overkill.
Surprise, I can't help. social disguise. I can't help but love you. It's getting better all the time.
Perhaps they're better left. Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Sandpoint and King Cove. GCI offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and pricing as in Anchorage. More information is available at gci.com/internet.
Night, my heartbeat shows the fear.
That's New Order with Bizarre Love Triangle, 94. Now we have A Flock of Seagulls with The More You Live, The More You Will Find Out.
Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities invites you to a public meeting for the Cold Bay Airport Fence Replacement and Gate Upgrades Project on Tuesday, May 6, 2025. Join us from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Airport Manager's Office at Cold Bay Airport to learn about the project, provide feedback, and ask questions to the project team. For more information, visit dot.alaska.gov/SEREG/projects/cold-bay. Once again, that public meeting for a Cold Bay Airport fence replacement and gate upgrade project will happen on Tuesday, May 6th, 2025. 5 to 7 p.m. at the Cold Bay Airport.
KSDP Radio, 8:30 a.m. Sandpoint, 88.1 FM on translator K201DA, King Cove, Alaska.
Coming up now, we have Steve Winwood with Wake Me Up on Judgment Day, and then Janet Jackson with What Have You Done For Me Lately, and then Mike and the Mechanics with Silent Running. Taking us to the top of the hour, we have Crowded House with Something So Strong, and then Iggy and the Stooges after that with Hello.